Good evening and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here this evening, for the beginning of the three most sacred days on the church's calendar, the Christian calendar, the Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, in preparation for the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday. In this sacred time, the divine truth in the divine mercy and the divine love are revealed to us in the passion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's our encounter with this love that is to change us and to call us to share it with others. All of Lent has been leading up to what begins tonight. For in this Holy Thursday, it is the Lord's Supper that we commemorate. That Jesus, the face of the Father's mercy, gives us the gift of himself in the Eucharist and the gift of the ordained priesthood. And in this revelation of divine love, we're shown once again that God never goes small. God always goes big. Even in things that seem to be ordinary, seem to be little, small, unimportant, God goes big. For the Word of God, God the Son, becomes human in the person of Jesus, fully human, fully divine, will be, say, the incarnation, the Word of God made flesh. And Jesus takes the simple bread and wine of the traditional Jewish Passover meal and says it is to be now celebrated and received as his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. Do this in remembrance of me. So that his divine love is made present to us. Think of it this way. The Lord's Supper is the first Mass. The 12 apostles are the first priest. To make present this divine gift that gives us nourishment, nourishes, feeds our souls. Because it's not a distant, uncaring God that is revealed to us in the Lord's Supper, but one who loves us. Who desires to be in sacred union, communion with us through the gift of the Eucharist especially. And Jesus, the face of the Father's mercy, washes the feet of his disciples. We usually think of this as the act of a servant, often translated that way into English, but it's more correctly, instead of thinking the word servant, think the word slave with all the baggage that goes with it. This is, in this time and place, in this culture, washing the feet of those who come for the meal, that's what slaves do. Not saviors, not Messiah, and certainly not God in the flesh. But in doing so, the divine love is revealed and takes on this form of washing the feet of his disciples, an act of washing, an act of cleansing, an act of love. And those who have their feet washed include Judas. Knowing Jesus knows full well that he is going to betray him. Yet Jesus washes his feet as well. He makes no exceptions. So Jesus reveals that this love your enemies stuff is not just that of pious words, but he has to take on concrete action. For even Judas, the doors of forgiveness are opened. The divine mercy is offered. And it is offered to him. An offer that he tragically refuses. But it is offered nonetheless, even to him. God always goes big. The divine mercy and love revealed in the incarnate God, Jesus Christ, bends the knee to wash us clean. He then stands up to move forward to his passion, meaning his arrest, his trial, his torture, his crucifixion and burial to free us from the power of sin and death. Because God always goes big. And we encounter this divine love, this divine mercy in Jesus. It challenges us to change us. We too are to share and to reveal this mercy and love. We, ordinary people, from ordinary places. Perhaps seeing ourselves as small, insignificant, unimportant. This divine love and mercy is to change us as well. To follow the one who nourishes us in the Eucharist. And he does so by giving us an example of discipleship in serving others. One such ordinary person from an ordinary place was servant of God, Father Stan Rother, the Oklahoma-born missionary, priest, and martyr from Okochee, Oklahoma. He will be beatified on September the 23rd in Oklahoma City. He was changed by his encounter with the divine love who is Jesus. And he too washed the feet of others, shared the gift of divine mercy as a priest. He wrote to his cousin, Father Don Wolfe, on the day of his ordination. He said, "Don, let service be our motto." Holy Week 1981, after he had to leave Guatemala out of receiving death threats, he returned. Because he knew a parish priest is to be with his people during Holy Week. And when the time came, in July of that year, Father Stan Rother shed his blood out of love for his parishioners, out of love for Jesus, the face of the Father's mercy who had loved him first. And we soon will officially recognize him as a citizen of heaven. And I guarantee you the people in Guatemala that he shed his blood for, well, they didn't wait for any official word from the Vatican. They've recognized him as a saint since the moment of his death. Archbishop Paul Coakley of Oklahoma City reminds us that with the example of Father Stan Rother, he says that holy men and women come from ordinary places. They live ordinary lives. They come from Okochee. And I would say they also come from Midtown Tulsa. Perhaps seemingly small, ordinary, and unimportant. But we are made holy by our encounter with the God who pours out divine love and mercy on us in Jesus. In this gift of the Eucharist, in the challenge to live lives of service and holiness as for those who follow Jesus as our Savior, God never goes small. God always goes big. He went big on the Last Supper. He goes big with us tonight. He goes big with us, calling us to be His disciples and His church.